Will you pray with me this morning? O God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So someone else who likes fashionable shoes once said that there's no place like home, and that is true. It is very good for me to be back with you all today. You know that this has been a summer of unplanned travel because of the deaths of family and friends. Way back in February, though, I accepted an invitation to be the preacher last week at Grace Lutheran Church in Hendersonville, North Carolina. They have an annual Women of the ELCA thank offering service. And when they invited me, I had no idea that I would have already traveled so much this summer. And I want you to know that next week, I will also be away from you as I travel to Ohio to be the preacher as Vicar Inga is ordained. So I will be away from you again. However, I hope you will be here, because as All Saints, we will be celebrating those saints among us who have died in the past year, as well as Lily, who was baptized in this past year. Pastor Eric Samuelson of Trinity Lutheran College will be here to celebrate and share with you. Trinity Lutheran College used to be Lutheran Bible Institute. It used to be right across the street. They used to have chapel services in here. So come and welcome Pastor Samuelson. He will also be with you at 9 o'clock in the Faith Forum to talk about the work that they're doing at Trinity College. But I am reminded when I travel like this of how wide and diverse our denomination is. Because just because our signs say Lutheran, we're not all alike at all. Inga's ordination next Saturday will be at the congregation where her father first served as a pastor and where she attended as a young person, you all's age. Oh, I bet she didn't wear those cool scarves on her head. It has been said that in the Midwest, Lutherans are denser. Get it? Lutherans are denser in the Midwest. Okay, whatever. Anyway, I will experience being Lutheran in the Midwest again. Last week, I got to experience being Lutheran in North Carolina, which oddly has a pretty large proportion of the Lutheran southern population. This was a huge church. They had three back-to-back worship services, 8:15, 9:45, 11:15. I was exhausted by the end. It is a culture throughout the South where everybody goes to church on Sunday. Everybody. You do not have soccer games. You do not have shoots at Boeing like my husband just had to go work. You go to church. So between those three services, there were almost 900 people in worship. I was really glad, though, to share with them about the work of this congregation, about the way we make a difference in the lives of the hungry and the helpless, and about the difference they make to us. And you know, as people were shaking my hand as they were leaving those worship services, the comments were kind of mixed between, I've never met a lady pastor before, to, wow, thank you. Thank you for sharing the stories of Luther Memorial and for reminding us what Jesus said we should be doing. And so for that moment on that day, this congregation and that congregation, two different cultures, were connected by the love of God in Jesus Christ. And on Saturday, I will bear your blessing with me to Inga as she is ordained. The church is wide. Of course, in Luther's day, and I'm looking for my confirmation students because we're talking about Luther right now in confirmation. In Luther's day, the church was not wide at all. There was only one church. It was the Roman Catholic Church. And when you are the only game in town, it's a situation that is just ripe for abuse of power. Just ask Comcast. So Luther wrote 95 things about the church that he hoped could be discussed and changed. 95 theses, that's right, Kyle, bonus point for you. I give bonus points. They're really not worth anything, but don't tell them that. And so this is our history, and it's the history of the Protestant Reformation. When the millennium changed, the A&E Network put out this big list of the top, of the 100 most influential people in history. Martin Luther was number 3. He even beat Jesus. I don't know about that. He was only behind Gutenberg and Isaac Newton, so he was kind of a big deal. But even he would have said to us on this day, stop talking about me already and talk about Scripture. So here we go. The texts that we have today are not our usual Reformation texts, but they are the texts for this Sunday in ordinary time. And I chose them because what holds these texts together is love. And there is nothing that reforms a person or a movement or a church in more profound ways than love. Leviticus knew this. That was our first reading from the book of Leviticus, which is basically a rule book of do and don'ts. And yet our reading ended this morning with, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And in the gospel, Jesus quoted that. Jesus said, the Pharisees and Sadducees were trying to trick him again, and they said, which commandment is the greatest? And he said, the greatest one is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus would have been taught, just like you all are taught, maybe his mom, maybe his dad, like Joseph, earthly dad, read to Jesus from Leviticus. Maybe he heard it when he was worshiping. And in Paul's letter to the believers who had gathered in Thessalonica, Paul says, you know, we came to you to care for you like a nurse cares for children. And this loses something in translation because it's actually a nursemaid. It's actually a woman who nurses at her breast another's child. What love does that take? What sacrifice does that take? And so at first glance, it might seem that for this Reformation Sunday, when we've processed up the aisle to the amazing organ and we've sung about the Reformation, we have these kind of gentle and beautiful texts about love. But again, there is nothing that reforms a person or a movement or a church in more profound ways than love. Because love can be hard. Sometimes the people we love the most are the ones who hurt us the most or challenge us the most. Love can be hard when we must offer it in ways that are tough to those we love who maybe are making wrong decisions. It can even be hard to love ourselves. But Jesus is clear. We must love ourselves because that's the only way we can love each other. And because we are made in the very image and likeness of God, each one of us, we are worthy of all the love we can muster and then some. And this is a message that we need to hear and we need to believe and then we need to pass it on. And if we pass it on to anybody, let's pass it on to our young people. Because regardless of what you believe about the accessibility of guns, regardless of how you're going to vote in this election, unless our young people know that they are loved and valued for who they are, just as they are, we will continue to be a nation that grieves at the news of repeated violence. The shooting at Marysville Pilchuck High School was the 50th school shooting this year. And it was the 87th school shooting since Newtown. This week, one of you asked, "What can we do?" And I wish that I knew. I wish that I had the answer. Of all places that should have an answer, it ought to be the church. It ought to be a church that says we are always reforming. Because if it's not us, if it's not the church of Jesus Christ, if it's not us who say all are welcome and all are loved and all are made in the image of God, if it's not us, then who will it be? Who will carry the love of God into the world? I don't have that answer. But I say it has to start with us, and we must begin in love. We must love ourselves, and we must love our young people, and we must love our neighbors, and we must help each other love each other. We must work for justice and righteousness, and we must pray. We must pray. So until about 3:30 this morning, the rest of this sermon talked about how this congregation can carry God's love out into the world through our various ministries and how it takes all of us to do that, and that is still true. But in those wee hours of last night, I couldn't stop thinking about what Jesus said in today's gospel. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is our message to share. And we have neglected that. If no one else is saying it to our hurting and helpless neighbors, we are going to have to be the ones to say it. And we need to stop being so afraid to attach God's name to it. And I know it's hard. This morning, at about 6 a.m., before the sun came up, on my way here, I stopped at the 7-Eleven down on the corner. I was looking for a banana. The clerk was weary. He just looked weary. And I was in a hurry, and so we were doing that thing that we do so well here in the Northwest. We weren't looking at each other. And all I could think of was those words of Jesus, love your neighbor as yourself. And all I could think was, what if he's in pain? What if nobody has told him that he's loved? Can't I just look at him and say, God bless you? Will I offend him, I wondered? I don't know what religion he is, but I did it. I paid for my banana, and I looked at him and I said, God bless you. And he said, thank you, Pastor. What if someone had said to 14-year-old Jalen Freiberg, you are loved, you are valued, God bless you. It might not have made any difference. He might still have walked into that lunchroom and shot his friends and his family in the head. But people of God, we have got to try. We can no longer keep the good news hidden in these walls and inside of us. We cannot keep the good news to ourselves anymore. On this Reformation Sunday, go out into the world. Be reformers. Share love. Amen. Our hymn of the day today I chose because it's about marching into Zion. It's an old kind of gospel tune. Maybe you know it, but it's about marching into the world and sharing love. And so we stand as we sing hymn number, is it 625? 627? 625. We stand and sing.